Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll begin with some team news ahead of this evening's Premier League game. It's an 8 p.m. kickoff when Manchester City make the trip to Goodison Park to face Everton. City are expected to make several changes, although Gabriel Jesus and Kyle Walker are self-isolating after positive coronavirus tests. Ilkay Gundogan will be assessed for a knock, but Eric Garcia remains out. Moving on, and John Stones is determined to make the most of his unexpected return to the Manchester City limelight. The defender is currently keeping Aymeric Laporte out of the City side after grabbing an early season opportunity. Stones seemed to be facing an uncertain future in the summer after the signings of Ruben Dias and Nathan Ake appeared to relegate him to fourth choice centre-back. But the 26-year-old has started 5 of City's last 6 Premier League games, and each of them have ended with clean sheets, hauling the team towards the title race after a sluggish start to the season. Stones said, "I feel great. I'm just trying to help the team as much as I can and grab my opportunity when I'm on the pitch and contribute as much as I can to the team. I'm thoroughly enjoying every moment when I'm out there with the team in every competition. I feel fit and ready to fight for everything we play in." And finally, reports suggest that Jadon Braff will follow Jadon Sancho in moving to Borussia Dortmund. Braff didn't find himself in City's most recent under-23 squads, despite being fully fit. Previously, reports have claimed that his omission from the team was a result of his attitude. Braff, who signed a long-term deal with City just last year, is reportedly close to his permanent exit from the club. The breakdown of recent conversations between both parties seemingly led to his decision. Well, Braff had his opportunities to train with City's senior squad, but that was limited to sporadic appearances. And following Dortmund's interest in the winger, the Premier League side are hoping to sell their man for at least £8 million and will look to include a buyback clause in the deal. That's all for now. We'll have more later.